From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. One of the most striking buildings in Birmingham's city center is part of Children's of Alabama. It's that curved glass structure with bright, colorful accents. And building it was an accomplishment to CEO Mike Warren. He's retiring next month. Warren had never worked in healthcare when he took the job in 2008. We do want to note Children's of Alabama is a financial supporter of WBHM. Warren explained to me that while much of the focus during the pandemic was on adult health care, COVID-19 affected children's as well.
We sent well over 1,000 people home to work remotely. We have 5,000 employees. Over 800 of them contracted COVID in these last 14 months. So one of our big concerns throughout the pandemic was, will we have the workforce needed to take care of our patients? That was a huge concern of ours.
How much of a financial impact did the pandemic have on Children's?
We thought it was going to be horrible because our revenue with our patient load dropped off the table. In the end, the relief that was provided by the government in several different phases and over several different mechanisms, if you will, meant that Children's was protected in ways that we could not have anticipated 12 months ago today. So we went through months of the pandemic not really knowing what our financial situation was going to be.
I do want to ask about Medicaid funding, because a majority of the patients you serve at Children's do receive Medicaid. And I was thinking 5 or 6 years ago, Alabama Medicaid was under constant budget pressure, and you actually criticized state leaders for how they dealt with it, calling it a Band-Aid approach. And a lot of that talk has subsided, and most recently, the system's been buttressed by federal coronavirus relief funds. How do you see Alabama Medicaid right now?
Right now, Medicaid is in the best shape it's been in the last decade. We will have the legislature pass a general fund budget, and my expectation is Medicaid in 2022 will again be in good shape. After that, I think we'll be back in the soup, back in the year-to-year thing, because, Andrew, I was so naive. When I went to Children's, I thought I could fix Medicaid in Alabama. I thought I could take care of that. Little did I know that it was such a problem that it was going to be a recurring annual theme. How do we address Medicaid this year?
What was it you thought you could do?
Well, when I was in the utility business, one of the things that happened in the early 80s was utility regulation in Alabama developed a novel rate-setting mechanism that lasted for more than 30 years, took a lot of the politics out of rate-setting, made things more open. And as I went to Children's, I, in the back of my mind, thought perhaps we could do something similar with Alabama Medicaid. That's what I chalk up to just unbelievable naivete on my part.
Was the issue politics, too many interests involved? What accounts for that?
Medicaid is much more complex than I initially appreciated. It certainly involves politics. At the same time, you've got this overarching federal part of the process that is very important, and your ability to impact that from a local level is very limited. So we're dealt a hand of cards that is significantly more complex than I had thought at the beginning.
Stepping back, how do you feel the hospital is positioned now compared to when you came in 2008?
We've made a lot of progress in many, many ways. The most visible, of course, is the Benjamin Russell Hospital for Children, the Lee Building that we just completed about a year ago. Our campus is dramatically different today from what it was like 15 years ago. We now have no excuse from a facility standpoint, from an equipment standpoint. We have no excuse for not taking the very best care of Alabama's children that they can possibly receive anywhere. And that feels pretty good to me, Andrew.
Mike Warren is the CEO of Children's of Alabama. He'll retire on June 1st. Mike Warren, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Andrew.